The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Halfway through the 2 o'clock hour here on a Friday. By the way, upcoming new segment that we will be doing each and every Friday, and I've told you about it, the Feel Good, Good for the Heart Friday, courtesy of Franciscan Health, talking about a feel-good story in the world of sports. I will do it each and every Friday, something to get you started for the weekend where instead of hearing about everything in sports, and I will take submissions, if you will, from listeners on a story in your community in the world of sports, be it a high school athlete that's overcome the odds or something you witnessed that simply made your heart feel good. We are going to highlight those things each and every Friday, and I will do it coming up here after our conversation with Rob Blackman, the first installment of the Feel Good, Good for the Heart Fridays from Franciscan. But Rob Blackman is the radio voice of the Purdue Boilermakers. His heart probably right now swelling half the size of Arizona with the pride and the excitement of Purdue in the Final Four and now two games from a national championship, but you take them one game at a time, and North Carolina State is the next on the schedule. Rob, how are you?
Good, Jake. Thank you. Good intro there. You're right. A lot of pride swelling around here, not just for our team, but for me personally. Although tomorrow that heart will probably be a flutter because I'll be nervous again. But for the moment, trying to enjoy every second of this.
You have been around, Rob, the team, you know, obviously from day one. That goes without saying. The attitude, the confidence, the focus, is anything different today than it was a week or a month ago?
Well, I would say, and I've told a few folks this, the one thing that is really a lot different at this very second, and really it came about late Sunday night, early Sunday night, was I felt like this team finally had a chance to exhale and enjoy the moment. They have not had that opportunity this year. And look, it's their own doing. I mean, when you lose to a 16 seed the year prior, no matter what you do in the regular season, as you well know, Jake and Jimmy, it's not going to be enough. All anyone's going to say is, well, what about March Madness? What about the NCAA tournament? So Purdue had so many things, so many boxes that they were able to check this season from a standpoint of, you know, look, we won the Maui Invitational, which was the best field ever in the history of Maui. The team was ranked in the top five all season long, never fell out of the top five. Team won the Big Ten regular season championship. Team won, you know, 33 games, more games than ever. And the list goes on and on, yet you never, ever felt like this team could actually enjoy any of it. There's this dark cloud hung over their head from last year's NCAA tournament loss to FDU. So I did feel that sense of exhale, that sense of thank goodness, you know, we did it. We got to the Final Four. I felt that on Sunday night, and so that's been the biggest difference. I know it sounds crazy to say, especially for fans, but there just weren't a whole lot of – look, not like this team didn't have a fun season. They did. But you never felt like they could just embrace the moment and smile and laugh and just, you know, say, hey, look at us. Pump your chest out and say, look at us. Because every time you tried to do that, someone would laugh and say, well, yeah, but what about FBU? Finally, you know, that monkey is off the back, and it really feels like this team is actually enjoying what's going on right now.
Voice of the Boilermakers, Rob Blackman, is our guest. Rob, speaking of their focus, their drive, as it's been outlined throughout the season, but now that they're there, and you mentioned a brief exhale, but focus is back there now at hoisting the ultimate prize on Monday night. What have been your biggest takeaways from media availability and all the spectacle that it can be when you have so many different reporters and interviewers and just questions thrown their way? What, if anything, positive, funny, anything like that from the interactions that you've seen the media and this Purdue team this week?
Well, let's start with that word you used, Jimmy, spectacle, because it is a spectacle. This is my first opportunity at a Final Four. You know, I've been with Purdue 19 years, and this is my first crack at doing something like this. The way these players and coaches, especially the head coach, the different directions that they are pulled on a daily basis is somewhat unbelievable. And now that I see kind of how it works behind the scenes, I have an even greater appreciation for the team that ultimately wins the championship every year. Because if it's always like this, I'm not sure how they're able to keep their focus and still be a national champion. I mean, there are There are media requests, it feels like, all day long for these guys. Now, that's not the truth. It's not all day long, but it certainly feels that way. You know, for instance, we're going to have a shoot-around here in the building, the open shoot-around that fans can watch here in about 25 minutes or so. Purdue will take the court for roughly an hour. But we've been here for 90 minutes, almost 2 hours already, because of media availability that you have to do, by the way. This is not optional. The NCAA makes you do this. So these guys, you know, you're up early, at least early for Pacific Coast time, as we are here in Phoenix. So you're up early, you come to the arena, you sit around for 2 hours, you answer the same question over and over and over again. You try to be respectful, because, look, you understand that the folks that are covering you now were not covering you earlier in the season. So they're asking the same questions you heard back in November from folks that are with you every single day. Sorry I'm being long-winded here, but like yesterday, there were media obligations beforehand. Then Purdue had a 90-minute closed practice here at the State Farm Center, State Farm Stadium, rather. And then they had more media obligations an hour or so after that. My point being, it really is some long days for these guys. There's not a lot of downtime, not a lot of chances for them to kick their feet up and relax a little bit. But with that said, I don't think anybody's complaining. I mean, if this is the downside of being in the Final Four, then you know what? That's not all that bad.
Zach Edey is picking up Player of the Year awards by the minute, essentially. He's going to win all of them. He just won the AP award today. And Rob, this is not unfamiliar territory for him, but has there been any change in terms of approach, focus, blinders, earmuffs, to use Chuck Pagano's terms, in Zach Edey last year to this year?
You know, not that I have seen. His demeanor, his disposition, and I don't know if it's the way his parents raised him or maybe it's just genetics, but this guy seems to be wired for this particular moment. I know people always talk about, well, you don't get too high, you don't get too low. That's kind of how Zach Edey is. You know, if you ever listen to him speak in the media, you know, if he doesn't really provide any bulletin board material, he doesn't really provide much of anything at all. He's just kind of, hey, I'm here to play basketball. Let me come in here. Let me get my work done. Let me help this team win a game, and then I'll move on and then move on to the next day. It's really just how he's wired. I haven't noticed a whole lot of difference from that aspect. I do know this. I spoke with Brandon Brantley, who's our big man coach, and he was telling me earlier this morning, I didn't even know this, that you know, the one thing Zach, from a physical standpoint, was really on Coach Brantley about this past offseason was, I want to get better defensively, and I want my footwork to get better on the defensive end, and I want to be better scouting teams defensively. So for all the monster numbers that he has put up offensively this year, his biggest concern in the offseason was getting better defensively, of all things. And part of that is because that's the feedback he got from the NBA last year when he tested the NBA waters. So physically, skill-wise, he has gotten better defensively. I think there's no doubt about that. But from an attitude or from a demeanor standpoint, I will say this for Zach Edey, and I don't profess to know Zach well. I mean, I'm 53 years old. He's 22 or whatever it is. So we don't have a lot in common. So it's not like he and I sit around and shoot the breeze much. But since the moment he stepped on campus as a freshman, he's been the same dude. Whether he was, you know, playing off the bench behind Travion Williams, getting 19 minutes a game, or the National Player of the Year back-to-back years, he's always just kind of been the same old Zach. So, and that probably suits him well, especially in an environment like this.
Purdue basketball voice Rob Blackman joins us. Rob, speaking of Zach Edey, and in terms of the NC State matchup, there's not been a ton of bulletin board material. And I know the pushback to this question is, well, has DJ Burns faced anybody like Zach Edey? But the only real nugget, and I don't even think it was a dish, it was just a confidence comment by Burns. The only real nugget I've seen this week is DJ Burns told the media that he believes that Purdue's Zach Edey has not faced a big like him in this run. I would agree with that. In this run of the tournament, not in totality of the season, but this particular run of March Madness, from your seat, do you see it that way as well? And what are you most excited about with the matchup of those two bigs?
Yeah, so that's I also heard that same comment, saw that same comment. I'm with you, Jimmy. I don't necessarily know if that was bulletin board material. He was just, you know, saying, hey, He hasn't seen a guy like me, and there's a lot of truth to that. I would say Travion Williams would be about as close to a DJ Burns that Purdue has had, and certainly he was on campus for 2 years when Zach was here. But this matchup, and Matt Painter talks about this all the time, there are games where Purdue has played these last two seasons especially where it's not been a good matchup for Zach on the defensive end. Just have it. There are folks that can give him trouble. Rink Mast at Nebraska is a great example of that. Just very difficult for Zach to guard on the defensive end. However, as Coach Painter has pointed out early and often, the flip side to that is we still do have Zach on the offensive end, and you have to find a way to stop him. It's not like he only has to play on one end of the floor here. Yes, you might be able to get over on him a little bit here or there, but we're going to come right back at you at the other end. We're going to throw it in there to that guy and see if you can slow him down. So this, yes, certainly, I understand the national narrative is Burns versus Edie, and it's a good narrative. I'm looking forward to seeing that matchup as well. But I would also argue that so often, as you gentlemen know, we spend so much time hyping up what we think is going to be the matchup of the day, and it never ends up turning out that way. It's always something that we didn't see coming, and that may be guard play or three-point shooting. I have no idea. But without question, it's going to be fun to watch because in this instance, both teams are correct. DJ Burns is a really, really tough matchup for Zach Edey on the defensive end, and Zach Edey is a really, really tough matchup for DJ Burns on the other end.
Oftentimes, Rob Blackman, the voice of the Boilers, is our guest. Oftentimes in the Final Four, teams have dominant players. And then when they win the national title, it's almost a season-long unheralded guy that rises to the occasion and takes the most outstanding player award and is the centerpiece. Donald Williams in North Carolina. Yeah. You know, Michael Graham at Georgetown. If that were to happen for Purdue, the guy that you could see, the one that is going to walk into Harry's in 25 years and people are going to go, there's the hero, the 24 Final Four, is who?
Trey Kaufman-Wren, I think, is the easy answer. When he has been at his best, especially on the offensive end, Purdue, quite frankly, has been unbeatable. We saw that against Utah State there in Indianapolis 2 weekends ago. You think back to the way that second half started. Purdue ran its first four plays of the second half for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Not for Zach Edey, for Trey Kaufman-Wren. He fumbled the first one. Remember, he fell down. They pulled the chair out from under him. He turned it over and then scored on the next three and really set the tone for that second half for Purdue to just kind of run Utah State out of the building. I would argue he would be the X factor here. So much attention is paid to Zach Edey and Purdue's guard play. I mean, Braden Smith is an All-American honorable mention here. He's first-team All-League. Fletcher Lawyer, obviously, gets his due, and so does Lance Jones. The forgotten guy in all of this here has been, really all season long, Trey Kaufman-Wren. So if he plays at a high level, especially offensively, he could certainly be the hero of this thing for Purdue, no doubt about it.
Rob, I know that Braden Smith will have butterflies. I know Zach Edey will have butterflies. I know Matt Painter will have butterflies. I know Rob Blackman won't, because he's going to say, you know what, it's just like walking up and down Pitt Road on the broadcast of the Indianapolis 500, baby, let's go. And we look forward to the call, and we look forward to hearing you make calls on Monday as well, hopefully, right?
Oh, I hope that, I hope that's the case, Jake. Yeah, and thank you and Jimmy for having me on, man. It's been a whirlwind of a week. I appreciate you giving me a few minutes.
Heck of a call, Rob, by the way, to punch the Final Four ticket. That was great stuff.
Thank you. Yep, thank you. Thank you.
Hopefully many more, Rob. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
All right, Rob Blackman from Arizona, the voice of the Purdue Boilermakers.